This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program. The phones are open here. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. We are sharing with you the news that most of the Western world does not want you to hear because it's coming from RT.com. Actually, in this case, it's not news. It's an opinion piece written by a woman who does, I guess, podcasts in French and English. Or talk shows, independently produced talk shows. Her name is Rachel Marsden. She wrote a column. This actually appeared in late February, but I've had it in my show prep just because I knew we were going to talk about the World Economic Forum at some point.
Well, they make it hard not to talk about them.
They become very visible. Like, they've been around for much longer than COVID. But they became very visible during COVID, pitching this great reset idea as, oh, this is the great thing about this pandemic is we can bring these new ideas or a new world order, as Biden referenced in a recent speech, kind of brought this whole conversation about. There's just a few more thoughts here from RT's columnist, where she talks about how they have a vision for a fourth industrial revolution. This is from their website, their own website. Their agenda has an increased digital integration and digitization, urgent climate change response, which is just a total power grab on the part of the state.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I mean, if there's climate change, then the climate will change, and there's not a lot human beings can do about it.
Never has been. Fourth industrial revolution, they define this as characterized by a range of new technologies that are fusing the physical, digital, and biological worlds, impacting all disciplines, economies, and industries, and even challenging ideas about what it means to be human.
What does any of that mean?
Like you said, it's like a word salad of all these buzzwords just thrown together. What are they really trying to do? That's never made clear by the World Economic Forum.
Are they trying to turn us into batteries where we're just like plugged in and they harvest our physical bodies while we live in the Matrix or whatever?
They would like that. I mean,
it does sound like it.
Batteries don't talk back.
That's true.
Yeah. The organization is also exploring the notion of quote-unquote human enhancement. And those are just the aspects that are public. It all sounds like it has the potential to give rise to a dystopian reality, particularly coupled with the previously unimaginable measures taken by democratic governments under a sanitary pretext over the past 2 years. And who or what influences the organization itself? A massive list of multinational entities with fiduciary obligations to increase shareholder wealth, according to the organization's website. I mentioned a few of them to you earlier, you know, Walmart, Bank of America, humongous international megacorporations. The World Economic Forum would like for the average citizen to believe that everything it does is for our own interests, but it's difficult to imagine what the organization's backers actually gain by empowering average citizens rather than maintaining control over them.
Why would this organization be doing things in our best interest? Like, the things I do are in my best interest, but I don't expect even the locally owned businesses here in Keene to do things that are in my best interest, much less a mega corporation like Bank of America or whatever. If they're planning something, it's not going to be in my best interest. It's going to be in theirs.
Well, I mean, the businesses that are local are doing the things that are in my interest if I agree with them, right? Like, if I want Jamaican food...
But they don't care whether you agree with them. They're going to do what is best for them.
Well, that's true, but if not enough people agree with what they are doing, then they're going to go out of business. So to some
true,
extent...
Which is why we don't have to worry about having laws against racism and stuff like that, because the market will sort of take care of that
yeah.
at this point.
Normally, when you're in business, you don't succeed unless you give your customers what they want. Now, obviously, you can't make everyone happy, and nor should you try to do that, and you don't have to make everyone happy in order for you to be a successful business. You just have to make enough people happy to where you can pay your employees, pay your rent, and make a little bit of money to take home at the end of the day and hopefully retire on.
Right, because it's in their best interest to make their customers happy.
Correct, because when customers are happy, then you win. And yeah. that's true in general, whether you're in business to serve a direct customer or whether you're an employee and you're serving your boss or employer or whatever. your employer has to be happy or you don't keep your job.
Good point. So, it changes when there is a monopoly.
Exactly. And the thing that, of course, allows for monopoly is government force, where they will kill you if you try to compete with the existing monopoly. And they will say, oh, well, you can't do this. You can't offer Bitcoin services because we said so. And then, you know, they point guns at you. That's the kind of thing that they do. And they do it in these mega industries like the banking industry. You can't just go roll out your own bank. You can't just, you know, you can't just hang a sign out on Main Street and say, hey, it's Aria's Bank. Come on in. We're giving you great deals.
But you should be able to, right?
You should
be. It's such an obvious thing. If somebody wants to give me their money and have me keep some sort of record of it so that, you know, they can make a, you know, some sort of digital payment or something like that, and I'm able to have the infrastructure to make that happen, I should be able to do that. And so should they.
Yes, and risks are obviously involved. There's no risk.
I wouldn't loan out their money to random people I don't know, and they'd be like, oh, sorry, I guess I just collapsed the economy accidentally.
So whether you're going to a government-approved bank, you're still at risk, even though the FDIC insurance is there, and that's what everyone's supposed to feel good about. Oh, well, if the bank fails, the government will back you up to $250,000 and restore your account or whatever. But
maybe in the United States, in the United Kingdom, not. They have a law in the books that they passed after the 2007 recession allowing the United Kingdom to basically reach in and take, I think, up to 30% of the money directly out of your bank account if the bank decides that they need it. Things just, like, take your money.
That kind of stuff happens in a lot of places.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hear the story about the UK, but I believe you. Greece, of course, I believe, or Cyprus was known for giving, quote-unquote, haircuts to their bank account holders. It happened in Argentina 20 years ago, I think it was.
But here in the United States, we have companies like Wells Fargo, who were busted back in 2008, 2009, of opening up duplicate accounts in the names of their customers so that they could earn additional interest and just basically create themselves more money.
Sure.
And it ripped off their customers in the process, and they had to pay, you know, some $75 million fine to the SEC or the whoever, whatever government agency said, hey, it turns out you can't rip your customers off in that particular way. You have to do it this way. So these companies like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, they're not any better than the ones you have in the United Kingdom or in Cyprus or Greece or wherever. They're just taking a little off the top. That's what the American banks are doing, too. They're just a little more subtle about it.
So I guarantee you, if we went through a list of the World Economic Forum members and looked at who the corporations were, we would find highly regulated industries that benefit from government control, and they do not care what people think about them because they're, quote-unquote, too big to fail. They'll get government subsidies in order to stay in business, even if they start pissing off enough of their customers with what they do. But the final thought she has here in the story, nonetheless, what is glaringly obvious is that the World Economic Forum serves as a clearinghouse and consolidator for ideas that promote a one-size-fits-all global agenda that has become interchangeable with the Western establishment status quo. There's nothing more undemocratic than elected officials serving any other master than their people. Much more light deserves to be shed on this supranational entity, its string pullers, and the extent to which their agenda trickles down into our daily lives. And I totally agree with the idea that people need to know about this organization, aware of how, as the word they used, penetrating they are. They talk about how they're penetrating into government cabinets. They penetrate into mega corporations. They've got their fingers, their claws into a lot of business and government in at the least the Western world. I don't know how much in Asia or whatever, but you know they've got similar organizations of
power brokers
there.
Well, that's part of the New World Order, right? Is that, you know, they want the Western world to basically rule the entire world. Whether you don't have an Asian economic form, you just have the Western one.
I bet they do.
I mean, there probably is one, but the...
It might just be the Communist Party.
The World Economic Forum wants theirs to be the one that rules over the Asians.
Well, and that's why the idea of global government, which has always been the big, scary conspiracy theory for many, many years, is just too hard to stomach, because the people who are running, you know, the show, if you will, in Asia do not want to be ruled by the people in the West. The people in Africa, for instance, do not want to be ruled by the people in Europe or whatever. And so there is always going to be this conflict between organizations like the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party or whoever it is in Asia that might be a similar group. So I don't think that you're going to see one global government anytime soon, but they certainly do want their New World Order, and they're not hiding that fact. The number here is 603-283-6160. What does Joe Rogan have to say about it? Coming up.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join the show. Ian and Aria in the studio. The number is 603-283-6160. And you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We do have a social media website that we actually post on. Apparently, Donald Trump has not bothered to post on his Truth Social nearly a full month after it launched. Actually, an entire full month. It launched on February 21st. So, on February 21st, the news, of course, about Truth Social, Donald Trump's new website, which is, by the way, running Mastodon, a modified version of Mastodon, which is the exact same software that is running at social.freetalklive.com and thousands of other independent social media websites out there. They're all federated together. I haven't actually checked to see if Truth Social is federated, meaning that, like, you should be able to, if it's federated, if they've...
Yeah, but they changed the back end a lot, didn't they?
I don't know. I've not been on their site. But first of all, I'm not allowed to.
I'd have
permission.
To ask permission, and yeah. I don't want to ask permission. I kind of do just a troll.
Secondly, you have to have an iOS device.
Oh.
Unless they released the Android thing in the first month, but they didn't have it on
launch. Why can't you use, like, Element? Or, not Element.
A web browser?
Or Tusky?
I don't know. Maybe. I haven't tried Tusky. That's a good question. Good question. But what you're pointing out here is that Mastodon has these independent apps.
Yeah.
So you can just download a bunch of different apps and use your favorite one. And anyway, the news here from Mediaite.com is that not only did the Trump Social, or Truth Social as it is called, have a rocky launch where there was all kinds of errors and issues and sign-up bugs and difficulties that people were having.
I mean, that was kind of inevitable, right? Donald Trump's kind of a big deal,
mm-hmm.
and when he launches his own social media server, I would have expected to have maybe millions of worldwide users
sure.
on launch day.
It's possible they weren't ready for the load of users, but they had months to prepare for this.
Yeah,
so,
but they're inept.
Apparently. But according to the story here at Mediaite, there were people asking about Trump's whereabouts. Where is Donald Trump? Where are you at? Says one conservative columnist. As of March 21st, 1 month after the launch of Truth Social, Trump has only posted on his platform one time. On February 21st, he posted, quote, "Get ready. Your favorite president will see you soon." And that is it.
Ouch. It doesn't even have, like, an aide or an assistant posting there for him. You know, this is just completely abandon it.
Why would he do this?
Like, this is an egomaniac wanting to know how many people he can get to join his stupid server.
Before he even tweets, like, a second time, or toots, or truths, as they call it here. He's got 640,000 followers.
The thing. It's almost like a parody, right? Like Stephen Colbert's truthiness or whatever it was that he said back then. You know, of commodifying and quantifying the concept of truth. And Donald Trump has taken that and he's built his entire social media platform on that idea of quantifying
right.
truth somehow, where you'll find the only real truth, the most truthy truth here on Donald Trump's.
Social.
Yeah. But he's not even there. So... Maybe that's
it's
the
so
point.
Bizarre.
It's truth. It's truthiness is
too truthful
unrivaled because he's not there.
Maybe he's waiting, like you said, until he gets enough followers to where he finally feels like it's worth his time. I guess 640,000 just isn't enough for him because that's apparently what he's got right
okay.
now
wow.
On his website. I mean, there's an image here. I presume this is fairly recent that they took this photo because the article came out.
And I'm sure by signing up, you automatically follow him.
I would presume. Our website used to allow us to do that, but they changed the software in a recent update, so now we are only suggested to new users. So it used to be that every new user at social.freetalklive.com would auto-follow some of the hosts. That way, you know, you get something in your feed, and it populates something there for you. But now it doesn't do that, so you have to choose to click the follow button on us over at social.freetalklive.com. And I will have to check and see if we can, you know, look up Trump's profile through the search and see if we can... federate over there, because in theory
that would be so awesome.
In theory, Mastodon should allow you to find other people on other servers, but you may have to know their exact username and address in order to find them. I don't know if the search will work, but anyway, we'll find out and we'll let you know. Meanwhile, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, Joe Rogan defending the deep state, apparently. Ari, you've got that story on the way. But first, Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
Yes, there is a company called Tricot, and it's a New York home rental company. And to me, they're definitely a price gouger. So they're taking advantage of the real estate market right now.
And they're called Tricot, and they rent houses to people?
Right, and they operate mostly in the Sun Belt. That's where a lot of people want to move to and live. But their average rental prices are like $3,000.
Sir, where did you learn about this?
I think they were on 60 Minutes. They were on TV about it.
When?
I don't know, like a couple nights ago.
I'm just trying to get a feel for your lifestyle, really. Like, do you just sit around finding random news things to, like, sit around and ponder on?
No, the whole point, the reason I'm bringing this up...
Is it Tricon, like T-R-I-C-O-N?
Yeah, I think it's so, Tricon, yeah. And Tricon. Then what it is that you rent out a house. Like, it's a hotel. You don't have to fix nothing. They come and fix everything for you.
You know that's how rentals tend to work, right?
Right. They even have their little vans. Right. So then what they claim is that this is what people want, like the yuppies or the buppies, people that have money. They want a plus-free rental homes, and then they want the lifestyle newly remodeled. And then how successful they are, and even their companies on stock. But my whole point is, who's got money to live like this? It's very, very few and.
You said this company
people.
Is based out of New York City.
I think so. I think they're New York, Manhattan.
Looks like they have houses in a lot of states. I pulled up their website here.
I don't think $3,000 a month is really that unusual for New York.
Well, it's houses in a lot of places, but yeah, for New York that would be on the low side. But in other places, $3,000 would be on the high side. Like here in Keene, you're probably not going to pay $3,000 a month. Although I honestly haven't looked at rental prices here.
I think it would be close to $2,000 a month.
It is probably at least $2,000 though for like a full size family, three bedroom, two bath kind of home.
Yeah, they do this mostly on the Southern Belt, like Florida, Texas, and then they have it. All the way down.
I think it's possible, Sarah, that you just don't know what renting is like because you've been, I mean, for listeners that don't know, you've called this show for a very long time. Your current situation is better than it was before when you used to call the show a few years ago. You were living in welfare housing, and so you were having...
Section 8.
Okay, whatever you want to call it, but yeah, it's subsidized housing, and that means that you were not bearing the full cost of housing on your own. I want to continue with the discussion here, so stand by. We'll continue on this Tricon. By the way, I did find the 60 Minutes report that she's talking about, so I'm going to see if I can figure out what the controversy is here, because just somebody charging $3,000 a month for a house doesn't shock me necessarily in this day and age with housing prices and property taxes the way that they are. There's more coming up here, though. You can share your thoughts.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The law and the facts of the case determine the outcome of cases.
President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee for day two of her confirmation hearing, Republicans have accused Judge Jackson of having a left-leaning bias in her judicial philosophy. She had bipartisan support in her previous appearances before the Senate Judiciary Committee, including last year when she was appointed to the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. There isn't much hope right now for a ceasefire in Ukraine. That's according to French officials who say President Emmanuel Macron spoke with leaders of Ukraine and Russia. A statement noted Macron will keep up his efforts on that front. He and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for about an hour. This is USA Radio News.
When you look at the magnitude of the tornado that swept through Jack County and know that there are no fatalities, it is a miracle.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, shortly after signing a disaster declaration after a series of tornadoes barreled through the state, leaving one person dead and many without shelter. Abbott explains how the declaration will help the recovery efforts.
It will provide the capability of either waiving certain rules or regulations or accelerating the timetables that will assist local communities like here in Jack County for them to be able to rebuild and get things going a whole lot faster.
Mike Tirico is headed to NBC's Sunday Night Football. The veteran broadcaster will take over for Al Michaels, who is expected to join Amazon for Thursday Night Football. Tirico will join forces with Chris Collinsworth. ESPN recently hired longtime Fox broadcasters Joe Buck and Troy Aikman away to cover Monday Night Football for the network. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Thank you to David Itze, who is a supporter of Free Talk Live's AMPS program, which is a Patreon that we launched several months ago to replace our old AMP system, which we had to shut down due to technical and banking issues. But Patreon's been working out well so far with over 70 people that have subscribed over there, and you can do it for as little as $5 a month. David is doing 10 bucks. He's gold level supporter over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way to help Free Talk Live get on more great radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners to the ideas of freedom. So if you value what we do and you want to help support us, please go to amps.freetalklive.com and to your calls and thoughts. Sarah is still with us here. She brought up an interesting topic. Sarah, you talked about this company, Tricon, T-R-I-C-O-N. Apparently they own quite a few houses. I did pull up the 60 Minutes story that you were referring to when you first called in, and they interviewed Gary Berman, who is their CEO. They've got about 30,000 single-family rental homes that they rent out across the United States. Their revenue is up quite a bit. They said apparently 67% in just the last year.
That doesn't necessarily mean their profits are up, though.
That's true.
And that was sort of a question I have for Sarah. Sarah, have you ever met a landlord or a rental company that you didn't dislike?
That I didn't dislike. Well, I did have some disagreements pretty much all of them. That's true.
Mm. Are you one of these rent is theft people?
What did you say? What theft people?
I know libertarian socialists, they hold this idea that renting to someone is theft.
Well, she's a straight up communist.
Right. Well, so are the libertarian socialists. Yeah. They just don't know it. Just so, do you believe that rent is theft?
Well, the thing about it is the way that this company is a multi, I don't know, the billion. They're worth it, billions. And to me, they're all rip-off. They are a rip-off. Because how many people could afford to pay $3,000?
Okay, this goes back to what I was trying to say before we had to go to the break there, Sarah. The history of your life, at least in recent years, has been that you've lived in subsidized housing. You've been getting money from the state in order to pay a subsidized rental price previously. I believe you didn't pay either. You paid close to zero, right, for your previous place that you were staying?
No. I pay one-third of my income, which was $221 at the time.
$221 a month to rent. What was it, an apartment?
Yeah, now they're going for
Just to clarify, that apartment, the $221, was that just paying the apartment complex and then you had to pay a power bill and a heating bill or, you know, telephone on top of that? What was included for the $221?
Well, it was all included, but the
all included. Wow, that's a pretty sweet deal. I just want you to know, Sarah, that my power bill last month was $200-something for the power.
You know what? My income. Listen, you make probably about $5,000 a month with your advertisement or whatever you get from the show, so that it goes by your income.
No, it doesn't go by your income, Sarah. That's not. There's no like scale as far as what your power bill costs by income. Normal people who don't live a subsidized life from the government have to go by what they spend, what they use. So if you use a lot of power, if your lights are on all the time, then your bill's going to be higher than if you turn lights off when you leave a room or whatever. So there's ways to have cheaper power bills.
And for some reference, Sarah, despite there being a studio here, $200 for a month of electricity in New Hampshire is not very high. I mean, that shows some turning lights off when you're not in rooms.
So, and we do have a studio here with electronic equipment running 24 hours a day. So if that weren't here, it might be like 100 and change or something like that. But Sarah, hold on. Before you go, I just want to continue explaining my understanding. I want to make sure I understood correctly. So you paid $221 a month for an apartment with, was it one bedroom?
Yeah, it used to be a one bedroom. And the market rate was $780. Mm-hmm. It's probably like $830 now. That was about a year ago.
But and now you're upset because you've learned what people are paying in rent out there, and it's so much more than you expected it to be. It's in some cases $1,300, $2,000, $3,000 a month for a single-family home. And the story that the CBS News here has from 60 Minutes points out that rents have gone up. And in some cases, they've gone up 30 or 40%. We're talking about in cities. So, for instance, they mentioned here that Jacksonville, I think it's up like 30 or 35%. And Austin, Texas, it's up 40%. So,
you know, you make a really good point. And, Sarah, I love your calls, but you've been feeding off of the taxpayer so extensively throughout your entire life that you can't even comprehend what we're talking about right here. These people are paying a rent that is more than 10 times. Hold on, Sarah. These people are paying a rent that is more than 10 times what you used to pay. And yours used to include your electricity bill, your water bill, all of that stuff. These families that are paying more than 10 times what you paid, they still had to pay their own electricity bill, their own heating bills, their own phone bills, their own internet bills.
Which may be another $1,000 on top of what they're what their rent costs.
Yeah, these average, ordinary people here that are renting from Tricon, they live in a world that you simply cannot understand because you've been so sheltered, so bubbled your entire life by the government that you have no ability to have any perspective on the conversation.
All right, go ahead with what you're trying to say.
Okay, let me show you. This is the epitome of the phony capitalism, as you call it. I mean,
this isn't crony capitalism.
This is a socialist having no perspective on the real world.
Sarah, they even point out in this story that you supposedly watched, but I don't know how you did not, maybe you missed this detail, but the guy they're interviewing who owns this company with the 30,000 houses that they rent, he points out that only 2% of the rental market, quote, corporate landlords represent 2% of all single-family rental housing. Okay? That's nothing. The majority of rental housing is owned by individuals, small mom-and-pop organizations or just, you know, not even companies, just people who have an extra house or a second home or something like that, that maybe they used to live in, that they moved out of at some point and got another place and decided instead of selling their old place, they'd rent it out. And there's a lot of that. A lot of the houses, when you go out there and you apply for a home, because an apartment, you're usually dealing with a corporation, but it's usually not like some mega multinational corporation. It's usually something local, owned by somebody who's local. And so you're dealing with other people who are not cronies of the state in many cases. Certainly not when you go and rent a house, the average home from another human being. You're just renting from another person. And that person has obligations that they have to deal with. They have a mortgage to pay. They have a huge property tax bill in some cases that they have to pay. And somebody's got to pay that bill, Sarah, and that comes down to the renter.
But these people, like companies like Tricon, they're writing up the prices.
No, everyone is writing up the prices. You don't understand what's going on because you don't understand what's happening in the marketplace. The marketplace has to respond to market forces. And unfortunately, whether we like it or not, the government is an unfortunate force in the market because it distorts everything. The government, through its inflation, has been driving up the cost of everything by printing more money into supply. And also, in certain areas like Austin, Texas, and Florida, and other places, there's a huge migration of people trying to leave places like San Francisco and Chicago or wherever. Wherever the governments are the most oppressive, there's people leaving those places. They're trying to go to the places they think are more free, and that puts a squeeze on the housing market there. So the prices are going up even more than what they would go up by just the normal process of inflation. And that all means that the cost of rents are going to go up. There's more coming.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here in the studio tonight. You've got Ian
and Aria.
Don't forget, you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on site for free, so head over there, enjoy those on us. You can also join the chat server at chat.freetalklive.com. It is a Matrix server, which means that it is open source and self-hosted. We're running the thing on our own server, so there's no one else who's in charge of it. Head over to chat.freetalklive.com to get the step-by-step instructions on how to join. We're going to get back to your calls, and then coming up, Joe Rogan on the deep state. We'll find out what he had to say, but apparently he's coming to the deep state's defense. At least that's what Ari has said, and we'll get to the story here in just a moment. But Sarah brought up an interesting topic, and the story that she cited was from CBSNews.com. They've got the text of the actual video that they put online on 60 Minutes here. So I've been reading through this entire thing. It's lengthy, so I'm not going to share the whole story. But basically, they're interviewing a real estate agent. They interview this owner of this Tricon, which is a mega owner of 30,000 single family properties that they rent out all across the country. So these are people that have experience in the home markets world and are the costs of things, why, are the prices going up, etc. And there's an interesting detail here that I just thought was interesting to share, and that is that rent increases are, what they say here, all over the map. They're up 35% in New York. Now, it doesn't say New York City, but I presume that's what they mean because the rest of them are all cities here. But just 9% in Chicago, 29% in Portland, only 10% in L.A., and in only one big city were rents down last year, which is Kansas City. So rent is up across the board, and it's interesting that it's up less in some of the worst places
that
to be.
That kind of makes sense, though. These people are fleeing these places, and they're going to places like New York City.
I don't know why you would go to New York City, but people still think there's something, worth doing there.
I always just assume that when people are fleeing, major cities, that New York City is going to be like the one exception to that. Because for whatever reason, that's the one that people always go to. It's the big city, right?
31% in Jacksonville, 40% in Austin, Texas. And we know that Florida and Texas have this sort of reputation. It's not deserved, in my opinion, certainly in Texas's case, for being free places or whatever. They're obviously not, for those of us that actually understand what freedom means. But
I mean, if you don't mind getting shot at while you're on spring break, sure, Florida's probably okay.
But for someone who's from California, it's going to be a move up. There's no doubt about
that. That's
true. And so they're going to these places and they're putting pressure on the marketplace. And so you've got the added pressure of actual inflation where the government gang is printing out trillions of dollars. And so, of course, that's going to bring prices up. So that's why you're seeing prices are still rising in places like Los Angeles and Chicago, but not as much as they're rising in other places where there's a real pinch on the real estate. They interviewed a real estate agent in Jacksonville, her name Heather Kruyai, and she says there's a lot of Wall Street investors coming in. You put a house on the market, and within an hour, I'm getting offers for full price cash. And these sellers are seeing that and saying, okay, cash, we can close in 15 days. It's very enticing to people when they see that offer come across. And that sounds a lot like what's going on here in New Hampshire, where if you see a for sale sign go up in the neighborhood, there's a good chance it's down in 5 days. Like,
that's insane.
People are getting, not only are they getting asking price, and they have been for more than the last year since people have been leaving other places during COVID, not only are the sellers getting asking price, but in many cases you'll get a bidding war where one person says, I'll pay the, you know, the asking price, and another person says, I'll pay 5% more. And then the other person comes back and says, all right, I'll beat that. Right? Like, so you got real estate agents are playing these customers off of one another and getting the best price possible for the seller.
Sure.
Let's see here.
Isn't that a weird job, too, when you put it that way? It's like, their job is to make the buyers pay as much money so that they can, who are they really working for here?
Well, there's two agents. In most cases, there's the agent for the seller and the agent for the buyer.
Okay.
So the agent for the buyer obviously has the buyer's interest in mind, and the agent for the seller has the seller's interest in mind. And so
there's such a potential for conflict of interest here.
No, I don't think so. I mean, if it's the same real estate agent on both buying and selling side,
or even the same company,
things get a little weird. Yeah, there's definitely some question marks with that. But don't use a real estate agent you don't have experience with, ideally. But of course, if you're going into a new market, you really don't have any idea, which is why a lot of people like using Mark Warden, the Porcupine real estate agent here in New Hampshire. If you're a free stater, if you're somebody moving here for liberty, Mark Warden is a Porcupine. He's a liberty lover who migrated here from Nevada, actually. I think he was in Vegas. I think he used to live out in Vegas.
He's also a state rep now.
He's a very successful multi-term state rep, one of the best A-plus rated, two-time winner of the award from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance for Liberty Rep of the Year. So you want a good real estate agent, Mark's your guy. Don't hesitate to reach out to him at Porcupine Real Estate. But let's go to the phones here. We actually got Richard on the line in New Mexico. Richard, your thoughts. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been involved because of my dad in real estate since 1964. I've been a landlord myself.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm familiar with Albuquerque, and we have a big housing crisis here in Albuquerque. A couple of days ago on the local radio station, they were talking about real estate here in Albuquerque, and there's only a little over 500 housing units that's on the market right now in Albuquerque, and our average price for a house is about $325,000 right now, because in the last several years, Netflix and Intel has built their company extensions here in Albuquerque. Netflix has got a movie production place here in Albuquerque, Intel, of course, and in the last few weeks, Amazon has announced that in a city called Las Lunas, it's only about 20 miles south of Albuquerque, mm-hmm. they're building another one of their big mega warehouses.
And that will put pressure on the housing market as those employees, many of them are probably moving from another, you know, location to come in there. But you said there are 500 units. Now, just to clarify, is that 500 for sale or 500
yes.
for sale and rent?
No, these are 500 units that's for sale is all.
Mm-hmm.
With Amazon coming in, yeah, they're going to bring people in, I'm sure, from other states for construction and workers once they get this big mega warehouse built. People are coming in from other states, I believe,
Richard, that 500 is low for Albuquerque? Like, as far as historically, was it more like 1,000 or,
not that long ago, I've had a real estate agent tell me they had close to 2,000 houses on the market, and it's really decreased. And it's the same thing here that houses don't stay on the market more than probably 10 days to 2 weeks.
That's amazing. Even in a place like Albuquerque where you would think no one would want to go because New Mexico is such a terrible place for freedom. But I
suspect most people who are moving there, though, they don't know that.
Oh,
it's New Mexico. It's going to be nice, warm.
It's not California.
Desert. Yeah.
It's probably not as bad as California. Richard, thanks for the call. Thanks for the expertise here tonight. Actually, I was just looking at Keene, which is where we do the show from. It's a little town. They call it a city, but only a population of about 23,000, so obviously way smaller than a big city like Albuquerque. But I have looked at the Keene housing market, even though I'm not in the market to make a purchase. This is one of those things that I've kind of kept an eye on for a long time. And I remember seeing, in some cases, as many as like 100 houses on the market in Keene. It's 16 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I remember a number of years ago, I don't remember if you and I were discussing it for whatever, the prices of buying properties throughout New Hampshire, and I think it was in Berlin, there was a house there for like $47,000 or something like that. And it wasn't like this rundown shack or anything. It wasn't
the best
house.
No, it was probably a multifamily.
Yeah.
In Berlin, if you're going to spend $47,000 and back in the day, you'd get like a 4-unit.
But I'm thinking now that's probably $80,000, $90,000, if it's even for sale anymore.
Oh, actually, you know what? Correction, Arya. According to Zillow, which is what I'm looking at right now in Keene, of those 16 houses, three of them are just lots, just empty property on which you could build a house. So, yeah, 13 available houses in the market right now in Keene, New Hampshire. If you look at the whole county, it's like 129. There's more coming up here in moments. This is for
you. Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.